Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Amud Chesam Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah Amud Chesam and Aleph. So says the Mishnah, you have a Shemeris Yavim Shenaflu Nechasim, you have a Shemeris Yavim that she inherits some Nechasim Ulug while she's a Shemeris Yavim. So Maidim Beishamim Beis El Shemecheres, when they send this V'kayim, everybody agrees that she's allowed to sell it and the sale would be valid. Mesa says the Mishnah, if she dies, so Mayasib Ksuvasim Nechasim Nechasim Yaitinima. So what do we do now with her Ksuva? And what do we do with the Nechasim Ulug? Meaning, what do we do with the nechtes and bears on the nechtes malug? Who inherits it? Beishami oim miyachleiku yarshi abal miyarshi av. They split it, the yarshi abal together with the yarshi av. We say oim nechasan becheskasan. Then no misafik. Everybody, everything stays in its chazaka. The ksuva stays becheskas yarshi abal, and nechasan nechnasan v'yaitzin ima becheskas yarshi av. Now, concept, they do yibam, harehi kish to the choldavar, so now they're like a regular husband and wife, ubavash, it takes uvasa on nechse bai la harisha, which the Gemara will explain on lamatasam and aleph. Now, says the Gemara, the maishna reisha do le pligi, maishna say for the pligi, what's shot in the reisha, beshame holds, that the nechse mulug are like vadai, becheskas the isha, and mamela, she's allowed to sell it, whereas in the seifa, beshame seems to consider it a suffix, and that's why they have to split it. Why they have to split it? Should be vadai in her chazaka, should go to the yarshe av. So, amar ula, reisha denafa mishkashia rusa, safer than not for Kshina Suwa. Depends what her stage was when she married Reuven, before Reuven died. When she was, she nifels from Erisin, she nifels from Nesuin. Ksavar Ula, Zikas Arusa, Isisavik Arusa, and Zikas Nesua, Isisavik Nesua. So in the Reisha's case, the reason why she's allowed to sell it is because she's like a Safik Arusa. Since she's only a Safik Arusa, so Mamela, she's allowed to sell it. It's not Beches Kastabal. Whereas the Seif is talking about where she fell from Nesuin, she's like a Safik Nesua, Mamela, it's a Safik who's considered the Mukhsak. Now, says the Gemara that Arusa, Aisa Safik Arusa, it's clear that Ula only holds that it makes a Safik Arusa, Disa Godai Vade Arusa, because if falling from the Arisan would make her have the status of like a Vade Arusa, so then how could the Mishnah say that how could Beis Hillel allow her to sell it? But the Mishnah Ksuva says, the Nafla Nechasim Mishnah Arsa, if she inherits something while she's in Arusa, so Beis Hillel Mim Timkur, Beis Hillel Mim Loi Timkur, Beis Hillel says that she's not Chachila allowed to sell it. Yes, Elu Ve'elu Maidim Shemachar V'nas Nakayim, everybody agrees, but the sale will be valid. But Beis Hillel holds that she's not allowed to lechatchila sell it. Al shemamino zikas arusa isa safik arusa. It must be that when she falls from erusin, she's not considered a vade arusa. She's considered like a safik arusa, and therefore even Beis Hillel agrees that she's allowed to sell it. Now zikas nesua isa safik nesua. In the case of mesa and the seifa, so clearly a zikas nesua only makes a safik nesua, not a vade nesua. Disa godai dach vade nesua. So then Beishami omer miachloku yarshibal miyarshav. Why would Beishami say they split it? It should be vadai if it's vade nesua. It should be vada the Yarshe Abel. But now we learned in the Mishnah that Nafla Nechasta Mishanises, if a woman inherits something after she does Nesuin, so Elu Velu Maidim Shemachar Vinasna Shabal Maitzim Yad Alukuches. Everybody agrees that the Baal is considered the Mukhsak, and he could even take it away from the buyers. So Al Shemamina Zikas Nesua, he says Safik Nesua. It must be the only makes a Safik Nesua, which is why Beishame says Yachloiku. Now Amrle Rabba, Rabbi says to Ula though that the miflegi begufa lachar misa lifegu bechayel luperes. If you're right in the explanation of the Mishnah, so I have a technical question: why is the Mishnah discussing a case where she dies and then what happens with the karka, what happens with the field? Talk about the case where she's still alive and you have a shaila now. She fell from nesuin. She's a safik nesua, and the shaila is now: is who gets the peres? Is the peres go to her father or father's family, or does it go to the Avim's family? So Ella, my rabbi therefore says a different explanation for the Mishnah, that Idi v'idi denafla k'shi nesua, v'zikas nesua is a safik nesua. She fell from nesuin in both cases, and she's like a safik nesua, but how could she sell it? If she's a safik nesua, how in the reisha is she allowed to sell it? But reisha dihi kaima, in the reisha where she's alive, havla ihi vadai, she's a vadai mukhsak, because she's for sure the mukhsak on the gufa karka, v'inu safik, and the yivam, the yarshe abal, they're only a safik yarshin. They're only a Safik Mukhsak. Vein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai. And because of that, so Safik can't be Maitzi from a Vadai, that's why she's allowed to sell Lechatchila. Whereas Seifa is the Mesa, where now she's not alive anymore, so we don't have any Vadai Mukhsak. The Shaila is this, who inherits it? The Yarshe Abal or the Yarshe Av? Halolubon and the Yarish, Halolubon and the Yarish, Yachleiku. So being that's a Safik and a Safik, so the din is Yachleiku. Now, Eisve Abaye, so you're telling me that the Pshan and the Reisha, the reason why she's allowed to sell it is because she's a Vadai Mukhsak, and the Yarshe Abal are only a Safik, and Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai. But Eisve Abaye, Lubishami, and Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai, does Beishami hold to the cloud and in Safik Maitzim Dei Vadai? But now, but we learned in the Mishnah of Babasara, Nafla Bayis Alav Alaviv Alav Marishav. If you have a house that falls on a person together with his father or anybody else that he inherits from, and the son didn't have much money to pay up his Baal Chayiv, but the father had a lot of money, and now if the father died first, then the son inherited that money and the Baal Chayiv could collect. But if the son died first, then he has nothing to collect from for the Baal Chayiv. Now, Vayu Alav Ktuvas Yishu Baal Chayiv. Yarshe Av Imrim HaBen Mes Rishay. The Yarshe Av want to claim that the son died first, that Reuven died first, before Yaakov. V'achach Mes Av, and afterwards Yaakov died. In which case, the Baal Chayiv gets nothing. And they themselves, the Yarshe Av, they're going to inherit the entire estate from the father. But the Bachayv wants to claim that the Av Mes Rishayin, that no, Yaakov died first, so Reuven became very wealthy right before he died, and then he died, but we get to inherit from him. We get to collect our Chayv. So Beishami Oimrim Yachlaiku, Beishami says that they split whatever it is they're arguing about, that no, everything stays in their Chazakah by the Yarshe Av. Now, over here in this case, the Yarshe Av, they're a Vaday, because they're a Vaday Mukhsak, even no matter who died first, they're for sure the Yarshim, so they're a Vaday Mukhsak, and the Baal Chayiv, he's not necessarily a Mukhsak, he's not a Mukhsak Bechlal, even if the father died first, he's not a Mukhsak, he wants to collect, but he's not a Mukhsak in any sort of way. The Kasi Safik, he might see from a Vaday, so you have a Safik, he might see from a Vaday, so says the Gemara, no, that Ksavar Beish, and so you see that Beishami doesn't agree to the Klal of Ein Safik, might see from a Vaday, Kashan Rabo, to which the Gemara says that no, the reason why the Baal Chayiv is allowed to collect is because he is a muchzak, because since he has a shtar, so therefore it's as if he's like a muchzak in the money. If the father died first, he's like a muchzak in the money, so he is some level of a muchzak. And mamela, it's like a suffik and suffik, or vade, however you want to word it, and mamela, that's why it's yachleiku. Now we mean not tamra. How do we know that Beishami holds of this Yisai, that Shtara Aymin Ligvay says Kagavay Dami? Is it not? Because we learned in the Mishnah in Saita, it says, Mesu Ba'alein Achalei Shasu, you have a lady who had Yichud after she was born, Natu, so she's a Suffolk Saita, and her husband died before they got a chance to give her to drink. So Beishami Aymin Nightless Ksuvasa Vein and Shaisais, even though on the Tzad that she was Mizana, she doesn't get her Ksuva, she's allowed to collect her Ksuva and she doesn't drink, she can't drink, her husband's not alive anymore. Beisil Aymin May Shaisais Oilin Nightless Ksuvasa. No, she either drinks and then she could collect, or else she doesn't collect. Aisha Yisa, she could drink. She could only drink if her husband's alive. What Beis Hillel meant to say is that Mitoich Shalei Shaisa is Lenoitless Ksuvasa, because they can't drink, so therefore they cannot take their Ksuva. Now the question is, on Beishamai, how can Beishamai allow her to take her Ksuva? It's a Safik if she gets her Ksuva. It's a Safik if she deserves it. Depends if she was Mizana or not. Because he's Safik, you might see Minei Vadai, and she's taking away from the Yarshe Abao, even though she's only a Safik Mukhsak. So Elishmami, no, Shtar, I'm a Ligvis Kagabi Dami. Must be because she's not a Safik Mukhsak, being that she has a shtar, so when the husband dies, she's a Vaday Mukhsak in the money, because she has a shtar, it's Kagavi Dami, and Amela, she's a Vaday Mukhsak, that's why she's allowed to take it. Now, Vabayi Leisva Meha, when Abayi thought the Mishnah of Abbasar was not out, shtar Aymi Ligvis is Kagavi Dami, it was because of Safik being Maisi from a Vaday, so then the Mishnah in Saita probably he thought that was the Pshat as well, not because of shtar Aymi Ligvis Kagavi Dami, but because Safik is Maisi Minidei Vaday. So why does he ask from a Mishnah of Abbasra, why didn't he ask from Seder Nashim, from the Mishnah in Saita? We're in Seder Nashim, ask him Seder Nashim. So says the Gemara, no, Abayi didn't feel like it was a kasha from Ksuva, because Dilma Ksuva Isha Shani Mishum China. Kobi were more makeup by Ksuva Shisha, because we want her to view marriage in a favorable light, we want her to get married. Married, and therefore more meko when it comes to ksuva. That's why he didn't ask from the Mishnah in Saita, which is discussing a ksuva. Instead, he asked from the Mishnah Baba Basra, which was discussing a Baal Chayiv. However, ask the Gemara, v'leis v'ksuva de masnisen. Why didn't he ask in the case of ksuva of our Mishnah, where you don't have the reason of Chinah? In our Mishnah, Beishamai says it's yachleiku. In the case of Shemeres Yavam, that she was Mesa, so there they split the ksuva, it's yachleiku. Now, even though the Yarshe Ha'Baal are the Vade Mukhsak, and the Yarshe Ha'Av, they're not a Vadai, they're only a Safik, and still we allow them to be yachleiku. We give them a chelik of the ksuva. But ain't suffering ma'isi midei vaday. And over there, you don't have the reason of china because the woman died already. She's not alive anymore. So says the Gemara loy pligi. The reason why Abayi didn't ask for our Mishnah is because he held that Beishami doesn't argue in the case of the Mishnah. Beishami ain't a chanami. He holds that the ksuva goes all to the Yarshe Habal. Ask the Gemara v'loy. Beishami doesn't argue. Vakatani. The Mishnah says meisa ma yase b'ksuvasu v'nechasam v'nechnasu yaitzin ima. What do you do now with the ksuva and the nechasam v'yaitzin ima? Beishami Aymer Miachloiku Yarshe Baam Yarshe Av Beisel Aymer Nechasim Bechaskasan. But Beishami says Yachloiku about the Ksuva. Says the Gemara, no Hachik Amar. This is how Beishami. This is how Abayi reads the Mishnah. Then Mesa Mayasa Beksuvasa Veshavka. What do we do with our Ksuva in the case of Mesa? And that question the Gemara leaves. And then the Mishnah says that Nechasim Nechnasim Yaitzin Ima Beishami Aymer Miachloiku Yarshe Baam Yarshe Av Ubeisel Aymer Nechnasim Bechaskasan. That's where you have the Machloikas. Was Zavka by the Nechse Mulog, but not by the Ksuva. And Amar Ravashi Masnisa Nami Dekar, Mishnah's actually Meduk like this, the Katani Yachleku Yarshe Abal Yarshe Av, Veloy Katani Yarshe Av Yarshe Habal Shmamina. When Beishame says Yachleku, they say Dafka that the Yarshe Abal are Chaylik with the Yarshe Av, not that the Yarshe Av are Chaylik with the Yarshe Habal. So it sounds like we're not talking about the Ksuva. The Ksuva, the proper Lashon to use would be that it's Chalk and Yarshe Av and Yarshe Habal, but that's not what Beishame says. You see, he wasn't talking about the Ksuva, he was just talking about the Nichse Malug.